Ciao a tutti gli italiani e quelli che lo desiderano erano italiani. Hello to everyone who's Italian and those who wish that they were Italian. On today's episode, we're going to talk about some tips for Italian pronunciation. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I hear so many people butcher the Italian words that our music is made up of. And I know I'm not going to get it perfect either, but I just want to give you a couple of tips for how to pronounce the Italian words that you'll see in your music. One of the easiest rules is that the vowels sound just like they look. A is a, e is e, I is i, o is o. C plus a sounds like a k. For example, in staccato, it sounds like a K followed by an A, staccato. A cappella, you have double consonants. And so whenever you have a double consonant, you're going to dwell on it a little bit more than you would if it was just a single consonant. A cappella actually means in the manner of the chapel is what the translation stands for. Cadenza, one Z is more like a T. Cadenza. You still have the Z sound in there, but it's not one that you dwell on. We'll have a couple of double Z's pretty soon here. Coda, that one's a pretty easy one. We already talked about how C plus A sounds like a K. C plus E sounds like a CH. For example, in concerto, you have the C followed by the E, and so you're going to make it sound like a CH, concerto. Da capo, that's another easy one. If you just sound it out like you would expect it to sound, then that works out really well. Intermezzo, you have a double Z. Think of it as kind of like a D followed by a Z instead of two Z's. Intermezzo. Then that's going to kind of give you the right feel for that. Piano forte. Some people don't know that this was actually how our piano was named, is it was an invention by Cristofori, who was a harpsichord maker around the 1700s or so. And the harpsichord can only play one dynamic. No matter how hard you press the keys, it plays the same. And so Cristofori invented the pianoforte, which is still what the instrument is called in Italy. And basically, the translation of that instrument is the soft loud. The soft loud. Piccolo, you have the double C. So once again, you dwell on that double consonant. It's not like piccolo, it's piccolo. So think of pronouncing it twice. Tempo actually means time. And I find this to be very interesting because we often have students, at least I do, I often have students who stop the time because they can't reach a note. And I always tell them the tempo keeps on going. You can't just let it go by you while you try to hit the note. You have to go along with the tempo. Here's one thing that we'll see in music. Sometimes it looks like the word grave, but it's actually pronounced grave, grave. So just like sound it out. Adagio has the soft G. Andante. Moderato, a lot of times the R is like a rolling R, or think of it as a D that you put on the roof of your mouth. I can't do rolling R's. I've never been able to do them. But instead of moderato, it's more like moderato. Same thing with ritardando. The R is, both R's kind of have the D sound. Ritardando. Rallentando, rubato. Rubato, interestingly, is a word that means robbed. You're robbing the beat from somewhere else to have the proper beat. I have a lot of my students who this next expression, they say it a tempo, and I tell them, no, it's not a tempo, it's a tempo, a tempo. Crescendo, the S-C-E kind of has an S-H sound. Crescendo, decrescendo. Mezzo, so we have the double Z there. So if you think about mezzo, think about pronouncing both of those, then you'll get those in really well. Here's one that just absolutely drives me crazy. Some people pronounce this cantabile. No, don't do that. It's four syllables. Cantabile, cantabile. Dolce, the Italian word for sweet. It has the CH sound, even though it's a CE. Dolce. Maestoso. Subito. So a lot of Italian moms use this word. Usually you see a subito piano or a subito forte. And that's a word that Italian moms use with their kids when they want them to put their shoes away. Subito, now, immediately. Tutti, tutti. We have the double T there, so you want to make sure to pronounce both of those. Maestro can mean a master or teacher. And it's interesting that we are called maestro oftentimes as we teach students, because we've mastered music. Hopefully we're still learning. I hope that this quick pronunciation guide has been a help to you, and I hope that you find happiness and joy on your journey to desiring to be an Italian. Ciao!
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.